Friday Facebook mailbag. This is going to be Nick Scherfield, Drew Doherty here inside Reliance Stadium answering your questions from Facebook. And we start with Eric Machado. He wants to know, how far is Daryl Sharpton coming along? He's the inside linebacker. Boy, he's had bad luck. He missed the bulk of last season with a leg injury. He was rehabbing. He was on schedule. And then right before training camp started, he got bumped off schedule with another injury. He's coming back. We saw him at the Whataburger appearance on Tuesday night with Brian Cushing, and he thinks he'll be back pretty soon.
Yeah, he's on the physically unable to perform list, which means he can't return until week six. That's when the Texans can activate him, and then at that point he'll be able to practice, and they have, I think it's about 3 weeks to decide whether or not they want to activate him the rest of the season. So, you know, it could be as early as week six, could be as late as week nine. Could be the chance that he doesn't return this season, but he thinks he will. We see him rehabbing every single day here at Reliance Stadium. And like you said, he's been doing it for a long time. He had the torn quadriceps tendon last year against Jacksonville. You know, and he was really playing very well as kind of a rotation with D'Amico Ryans, an inside linebacker, one of the Texans' best special teamers, a hard hitter, a big thumper. Got hurt. He was supposed to come back the first day of camp. Then he had a setback on the first or second day when they thought he was about to return, a hip issue. And that's kept him out and put him on the PUP list. But the Texans hoping he can come back. They were hoping that he would compete with Brady James for a starting job at inside linebacker before he had the setback in his rehab. So if he can come back, he'll be a very valuable addition to that interior along with Tim Dobbins, Mr. Alexander, some guys they have back there.
All right. Ivan Roberts, our good pal, says, hey, how many swats could a J.J. swat if a J.J. could swat swats? Ivan, of course, doing the woodchuck thing in reference to J.J. Watt, who is, what, third in the NFL in passes defensed, which is normally a category reserved for defensive backs. And the defensive backs are the ones at the top of it, but he's so good at what he does that he's getting into that.
Yeah, I mean, every player that's tied or ahead of him in passes defense, there are three or four other DBs, three or four other guys who have five, three or four, or two guys that have six, mm-hmm. They're all defensive backs. I kind of jumbled that a little bit, but you get the point.
I know what you meant, yeah.
So I like the rhyme. If a JJ SWAT could SWAT SWATs, and a JJ, how's it go? JJ SWAT would SWAT as many SWATs as a JJ SWAT could SWAT SWAT.
Yeah. Okay. And it's really deja vu because Wade Phillips brought this up the day after, or the day that Watt was drafted back in 2011. So he's doing what he's done all along.
He led the University of Wisconsin in passes defense mm-hmm. as a junior before he came out earlier for the draft and was the number 11 pick. And Wade Phillips pointed that out last week. He said that's a defensive lineman. And again, he's still a defensive lineman, and he's still doing it at the NFL level. People are taking notice. It's spawned a lot of new nicknames, J.J. SWAT, Sultan of SWAT, the SWAT team for the defense. It's going to be fun to see where it goes.
It is. Ozzie Manzanares says, Nick and Drew, my question is, our rookie wide receivers have been quiet these first two games. Should we be concerned? Go Texans. No, you should not be concerned. The Texans have won by 20 points in each of those games. They pounded the ball. 85 plays on Sunday against Jacksonville. If the defense is going to give that to you, let you run the ball the way the Texans did, let you get those short passes underneath to the tight ends, to the backs, you take it. You don't force something and get yourself into situations where you might cause turnovers.
Yeah, Les Jean has one reception through these first two games. Keyshawn Martin, the rookie out of Michigan State, has zero receptions. He was targeted early on in the very first mm-hmm. game. I think it was the first drive. Ended up dropping a pass that normally you would see him catch. Devere Posey has been inactive, the rookie third-round pick from Ohio State. They're going with a four-wide receiver rotation this year, and Gary Kubiak said it's going to be important for them. So Jean and Martin are going to continue to play. Devere Posey could get in that mix, you know, as the season progresses. He's made improvements in mm-hmm. practice since he's been here. But like you said, the Texans are 2-0. They won a convincing fashion. They haven't had to throw the ball very much. You know, most of Matt Schaub's passes against the Jaguars were short passes, dump-off, screens, quick passes to the running backs, to the tight ends, you know, a couple of longer passes of about 10 yards to Andre Johnson and Kevin Walter, but they don't need to throw, and that's a good thing. Anytime you can run the ball 40-plus times like they did against the Jaguars, the Texans will take that all day.
Absolutely. Celso Nunez. Hey, Nick and Drew. What days are going to be designated for hashtag Texans today? Celso is talking about the podcast we do on pretty much a daily basis. We don't do it on the weekends, but essentially on Mondays, during the season, that's going to be the Five Things Rewind, which, you know, we do after each game.
Video we do,
yeah.
And then we make a podcast.
Tuesdays, we've been doing a podcast. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. We pretty much go every day during the season.
Yeah, it'll be Tuesday through Friday during the season. In the off season, it was Monday and then not Tuesday because we did Texans All Access from 12 to noon on Texans Radio, on Sports Radio 610. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of content from that that we would just use. But because we're not doing that anymore, we'll now be doing those Tuesdays and then on throughout the rest of the week. Usually we do those in the afternoon and put them up, you know, right around the end of work.
Yep. So if you can't wait till Friday for the mailbag, hashtag Texans Today on Twitter, send in a question, we'll answer it. I mean, almost every question gets answered, so you got
even to, and actually especially ridiculous questions.
Yes, so there you go. You've got your you've been warned. You have your chances now. Wilmer Garcia has, this is a really good question from Wilmer. What is the noise Kubiak refers to when talking about using it in practice? A recording of crowd noise? Any indications from Wade about disguising blitzes and coverages? Well, first of all, about the Wade question, now he's not going to talk about what they're going to do. He's going to keep things close to the vest. As far as the noise, the Texans, when they play, well, they play every week, but when they play road games especially, Gary Kubiak and company will have loudspeakers set up on the practice field with a recording, a CD, an MP3, one of those type of things, with just crowd noise. It sounds like a crowd. And that's to make it tougher on the offense to communicate. So when they come to the game, you know, they've already gone through stuff like that and been prepared. And just kind of as an aside, when I was in Lubbock covering the Red Raiders, they had that crowd noise, but also mixed in with the crowd noise, they had woodpeckers and chainsaws and, I guess, boat bells. It sounded like you're on a shore. It was really weird. It was disconcerting.
That sounds like things I associate with Texas Tech and yeah. Lubbock anyway, so that makes sense. But, yeah, you know, they'll play it at various points throughout the season, especially when they have a tough road game like this. When they have a road game like this coming up, it'll be when the offense is on the field. They pipe in the crowd noise. They start it before every snap. And Kubiak even said this week, Denver is going to be one of the hardest places that they'll play all season long in terms of crowd noise. So he's playing it before they get in the huddle. Even when they're trying to get the play calls, Matt Schaub has the earpiece in his huddle during practices like he does during the games. They want him to deal with that, with trying to get the play call, trying to relay it to the team in the huddle like you will on Sunday in Denver, you know, against that hostile Broncos crowd. But you can hear it walking across Kirby Drive from Reliance Stadium when you and I go out to practice. You know, when we're getting out the doors of the stadium here, you can hear that crowd noise. It's very loud. It's something that most teams do, I think, in the NFL, and it's good preparation for Sunday.
Yes, it is. And the final question comes from Phil Romsky. He says, I listen every day and love the mobile app. He's talking about the Texans Today podcast, I'm guessing. Do you feel that the Texans should receive more national recognition, sometimes on ESPN and NFL Network? They don't even show our highlights. Personally, I don't care if the Texans get national recognition because they're 2-0. I think the more they win, the more national recognition they'll get. So let's just worry about getting wins rather than getting on TV and seeing things. I understand for those Texans fans that don't live in Houston or don't live in Texas, so they're not going to see the highlights as much. That's probably frustrating, but hey, you're here at HoustonTexans.com. We got you covered, so you don't need a TV to do that.
I think NFL Network shows pretty much every team's highlights every week. ESPN, yeah, there are a lot of times the Texans aren't on there on SportsCenter when they're going through the games the next day. You're going to see them more as the season progresses, as they have higher profile matchups that, you know, people were kind of assuming it was a given the Texans would beat the Jaguars and the Dolphins, even though it wasn't, and they beat them convincingly. When they have games like they do against Peyton Manning and the Broncos, Tom Brady and the Patriots on Monday Night Football, the Bears, all their primetime games, those games are going to be featured a lot. But you have, I think we have seen a lot of respect given to the Texans from writers around the country, you know, and all the various power rankings that come out, which you can put as much stock into those as you want or don't want to. You know, the Texans are at or near the top, you know, 2, 3, 4 in most power rankings from Pro Football Talk, Sports Illustrated, ESPN.com, NFL.com. And I think, you know, you're going to see that. The TV highlights will come as the games get more high profile.
Patience is a virtue, Phil. It's just September, so stay patient. Keep watching the Texans win, and you might see more national recognition. For Nick Scherfield, I'm Drew Doherty. Have a great weekend.